One of opera's most treasured works, Pagliacci, is a frighteningly timeless tale of passion, jealousy, and revenge. Canio is a clown who must entertain the townspeople while masking his tears and rage after learning that his wife, Netta, has betrayed him with another man. El Paso Opera presents this love triangle tragedy on January 10th and 11th in El Paso's newest venue, St. Roger's Depot, an iconic downtown space gorgeously renovated for special events. Today, my guests are Artistic Director Justin Lucero and Executive Director of El Paso Opera, Ariane Marcy. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Y'all really have a flair for the drama, don't you?
Well, you know, it is opera.
I mean, y'all have been changing it up here and there on everything.
Well, that's what we're trying to do, trying to show the fun of it and the just how it appeals to everyone.
And really, like, moving from venue to venue, yeah, and trying out new spaces. On one hand, I imagine, I mean, for us as an audience member, it's cool because you're exposing us to new places. But then for you all, y'all have to break in a new place every time.
Yes, it would be nice to, you know, to go back to the same place. But again, it is more exciting.
It's a cool factor, for sure.
It is a cool factor. And it's more exciting for us to take it into new spaces. St. Roger's is not just new to us, but it's a new venue altogether. Mm-hmm. And so there is a certain draw into what we try to show that, you know, of course, there's the grandeur of grand opera in the formal theater like we've done in Abraham Chavez, but it's also these chamber operas in the intimate settings where the performers literally walk by you and
yeah,
touch you as they get onto the stage. And so there is an excitement to that.
So how did you arrive to Pagliacci?
Well, we know that we always enjoy doing an interesting take on an opera in this setting, like you just mentioned.
Yeah.
And so the story of Pagliacci is an interesting one because it is a show within a show.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the famous opera about the clowns, and there's a town that's going to be entertained by this troupe of clowns. So act one is the arrival of the troupe, and act two is the troupe performing their clown show.
Oh, how
so
fun.
The show actually is written for the chorus to be an audience watching the show. So we thought, well, if we want to do an interesting audience take, we'll have our audience chorus in the audience watching the show just like our audience is watching
that
the show.
That is so
cool. It's kind of flash
cool.
mob style.
I love it.
And it's perfect for this venue. I want to go back to the venue.
Yeah, let's talk about
when
it.
When I was younger and driving back and forth past this building that everyone knows in El Paso, you drive down I-10 and there's that red building.
You can't miss it.
It's beautiful. And growing up, I always thought, I want to buy that building and turn it into a theater.
You and everybody else. Everybody,
right?
You know, somebody was going to make it a spaghetti warehouse.
Right.
And then there
it's
was
had
like
a long
apartments
list.
And yeah, this long wish list of what
right,
to do
right
with that
and,
cool building.
You know, when we were talking about it, I mentioned that same thing. I've always wanted to turn that building into a theater. And Ariane said, actually.
But wait, it's like, wait
you
a
know?
Second.
And so one of our longtime supporters, you know, the whole Rogers family has been such a philanthropic entity.
They're great
in El Paso.
Supporters of the arts. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Isha Rogers and her husband, Steve Santamaria, they bought the building and they've renovated it. And we went to go check it out just to see.
Be curious.
And we were welcomed. And before we left, we had made the decision.
Before we left, we booked it.
You
know, it was halfway under construction. And we said,
you're
you
like,
know
what? Done.
We're going to put on an opera here. And they went, sure, let's do it.
I love that openness to ideas,
yeah,
too, right?
But it seems to fit, like you were saying, it seems the setting seems to fit perfectly. It all came together. We were talking Pagliacci, we were talking where to do it, and then it all just kind of seemed to be a perfect thing in the perfect place at the perfect time, and so we got very excited about it.
And you're right. So this will be our third January in a row where we put on a show of a smaller scale in an interesting new non-opera house.
Yeah.
And so we do kind of think of it as a trilogy, a triptych. And this time we're just really excited that even though it's not a true theater, which brings a lot of challenges for us, the opportunities outweigh it.
I feel like there's more excitement than downfalls or whatever. I mean,
right,
we don't need to focus on that when you've got a cool environment.
Yeah, everybody has a preconceived idea of what opera is. And
right,
so one of our goals at El Paso Opera is to change the idea of and the mindset of what opera traditionally is. And so with the shows that we've done at this smaller scale in new venues, what it does is it shows the audience that opera is story. It's just like the movies are today, mm-hmm. Way back when opera was first developed, it was the Avengers of the time, you know? And so we just actually have the benefit of everybody knows these stories. Now, since it was premiered in 1892, and you talk about Pagliacci and you play the famous aria that you hear played in commercials and movies and on the radio constantly, and you don't realize, oh, that comes from an actual opera,
right.
And that's Pagliacci. And you know, you see so many images of the clown with a teardrop down his face,
that's
the crying clown.
Image.
That comes from this show.
Well, in fact, when he was pitching this idea to me, and he goes, I want to do Pagliacci. And I was like, well, this is one I'm not familiar with. And he goes, oh, wait a second. Yes,
like,
you
yes,
are.
You are.
And he pulled up YouTube and puts in, you know, Pavarotti and the name of the aria, which I won't butcher because it's an Italian and you don't want to hear me say that. But he played it for me. I'm like, oh, I know this. Like, I've known this my entire life. And it goes back to, like we said, you know, opera is in the pop culture. We may not realize where it is or what it is,
right.
But it's there. And so it was just one of those things where I thought, oh, I've never heard of this. And then realized, nope,
you totally have. You just didn't
and
know
then there's
called.
the whole Seinfeld aspect with the, I don't know if you were a Seinfeld viewer, but there was a whole subplot with the Pagliacci opera and Crazy Joe Davola. So there's...
I don't remember that episode. I'm going to have to look it up.
Yes, yes.
I will do that after we're done.
Well, we're really excited that not only the opportunity and artistic, creative opportunities that going in this new venue brings,
sure.
It allows us by putting it at a smaller scale to put it at a smaller price point for the ticket buyers. And so we're proud that this show is family friendly in budget.
Mm-hmm.
The topic is there is an affair and a tragic ending that may not be appropriate for small children. But we're excited that we're again being able to bring something affordable because opera again has preconceived ideas that it's expensive to
right,
go
this
to.
This barrier to yeah. accessibility.
Right. And we, the accessibility.
Working really hard.
We
to
really
sure
have been.
Can get
and so at $39 a ticket and to get this professional opera show, we feel this. It's a bargain. It's a bargain. We've got some tremendous performers.
I was just about to ask you about them. Will you tell us more about the performers?
So we do. And Justin knows more about their bios and everything. But we have a wonderful mix of some great people from across the country. But mm-hmm. also we have some locals who are just fantastic. That have their own following, and we're thrilled to have them as well. And so if you want
yeah,
to
our
speak
two
to that.
Locals were involved in the Magic Flute last January, Brian Downen, our tenor, and Levi Hernandez, a baritone. They both have Metropolitan credits on their bios, and they're back local to El Paso.
I
and
love it.
We're excited to have them back.
Absolutely.
And we have our conductor and music director, Kathleen Kelly, who was with us back when we did Hansel and Gretel 2 years ago. She is a force in the opera world, and we're glad that she's come back as our music director. We also have a few new to El Paso artists coming. Corey Bix will be playing our lead, Canio. He'll also be at the Metropolitan this year.
Fancy
and,
pants.
Yeah, and we have two young, up-and-coming opera stars, Amber Monroe, our soprano, playing Nedda, and Antonio Cruz, who's also young. He's a baritone, and he'll be playing the young lover, Silvio. So we're excited to have a mix of really experienced, up-and-coming, and locals.
How do you gather your cast?
So it's in conjunction with who we know we have. So we definitely do, when we brainstorm the shows to do, we think of the talent that we have.
Yeah.
But really, because opera is first and foremost a musical art form, our music director, Kathleen Kelly, she's really the major decider in who has the right voice type, the right color of voice, the right experience level that could tackle particular roles. And she was the one that led us to our three leads.
And I feel like every community, once you actually get in there, it's pretty small. So they kind of know what's going on within that opera
right,
world. Right,
right. There's a lot of people connected across the country. Yeah, exactly. It is a close-knit, connected family.
And you notice that right away when you become Facebook friends with these
Absolutely.
Artists.
You're like, hey, wait a
All
second.
These mutual
right?
friends, yeah. And so
That's
just lately,
fun,
yeah. So this semester I had the fortune to be hired as a new professor at Carnegie Mellon University.
Congratulations.
So, and so I'm back and forth between El Paso and Pittsburgh.
That's quite the
It's an easy commute.
Right?
It is, I know. But speaking of commute, what that affords me is that it's near a lot of other opera companies. So I've been able to go watch some other opera companies. And like you said, just going to watch some opera, I'm making connections with people who have come to El Paso Opera as performers. So we're catching up all over the country. It's
really so funny, right? I mean, and no matter where you are in the country, you can find an El Paso connection.
That's right.
It's the weirdest thing, but it's so true.
It is. It is. And we've been very lucky in that one of the things that we try to do is drive home that El Paso hospitality and just how welcoming we are and how we treat our artists. And we've been very successful in that. Then they go back out into the opera community and they speak highly of us. And just like the people we had here for our production last April who said that they had never been treated as well as they'd been treated here. So it's like we're not everybody knows where we are and not everybody understands who we are. But they come and they love the people and they love the food and they just love how they're treated. And so they take that goodwill back to the opera community and it pays it forward for us.
And I feel like they love our audiences too because our audience is actually appreciated.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Like we're
our
so
audience is so enthusiastic
yeah.
about everything. El Pasoans are
like
just
we
thrilled.
We
do.
I know it's the
we
best.
We do. And so absolutely we got that feedback. They're like, you know, just they felt beloved and so, you know, that's a great thing.
El Paso is so rich in culture and so anything cultural we appreciate it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So tell us about Pagliacci, all the details, times, days, tickets, all that
stuff. So it's Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. The shows are at 7:30 each night. Doors will open at 6:30. It is general admission seating since it's not a traditional theater.
First come, first serve.
First come, first serve.
You may end up in the opera.
So do not, yes, you know, do not show up at the last minute. You will not get a chair. So doors open an hour early, 7:30 is the start time. Tickets are on sale now on our website, which is just epopera.org, or you can call our office at 581-5534.
My guests have been Artistic Director Justin Lucero and Executive Director of El Paso Opera, Ariane Marcy, who are bringing us Pagliacci in one of El Paso's newest venues. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.